Someday a friend may offer you a chance to visit the other side of the dream. Your ticket is a little packet of white powder called heroin. But every packet of heroin is different. You don't know what's getting into you. Some doses are so strong they kill. Heroin is so vicious that the criminals who make the big money in heroin don't use it. They know a lot of reasons why heroin is very, very dumb. Maybe that's why they call it dope.
WMFO in Medford.
Love you.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. And special guests right there. Started that one off with, I'm not sure where we did, but we had Julian Cope and the Teardrop Explodes with World Shut Your Mouth. Cracker with Get Off This. MC5 Revolutionary Blues. The Jimi Hendrix Experience with Gypsy Eyes. 13th Floor Elevators with Roller Coaster. The Black Angels with Black Grease. And there was special guest with Feel What I'm Feeling. That song sounds like if Tom Petty and Joe Walsh had a baby. That's what the singing sounds like. And if men
in the future, that might be possible.
And if you could have male pregnancy, you know it is legal in Massachusetts for a male to become pregnant. They just haven't figured out how to do it yet.
They will, though. They will. It's coming. Science will catch up.
Are you really listening to
my eyes crossed? The wheels are turning, Brian.
91.5 WMFO. Well, yeah, we'll legalize anything. Marijuana, gay marriage, male pregnancy.
Massachusetts has always been ahead of the curve. Sure. I'm very proud of that.
California thinks they are, but no, we are.
Well, California, they caught up.
California. Oh, no, I'm singing Dead.
I thought that was actually Mamas and Papas you were doing. But yeah, no, that is the Dead.
Different song.
It is the Dead. No, that was the Dead.
Special guest featuring Al Pichulis.
Al Peach, I love it. Al Peach.
Well, he calls himself that because
where? Does he have an alias?
I did a song with him. He calls it Al Peach in the Pits.
That's right. He does.
Anyway, he was saying he was going to see me at the Rap Beach Party, and
that's a month away, isn't it?
No, it's only a couple weeks away. August 30th it starts. We're coming right up on. Yeah, it's actually in the summertime this
great.
Time.
Yeah, that'll be great.
So I guess I'll give you a quick rundown of who's playing at this year's Rap Beach Party, the 2018 Rap Beach Party. August 30th, Hull High Musicians, Red House, the Robert Ledger Band, Gyro Lula, the Pineapples, Gary Shane and the Detour, and Dirt Floor Hillbillies, formerly Billy Rath Street Pirates. I don't think they're going to be able to do it, actually. I heard that.
Oh, that's too bad.
This is all going down at the C-Note in Hull. They do it every year, the Rap Beach Party. And then the next night is August 31st. There's a band called Not Today, the Stigmatic, Tsunami of Sound, 61 Ghosts, Grave Dancers, December's Children, and Concrete Haze will be playing on Friday, August 31st. Then Saturday, September 1st, it's Friday Life, The Kicks, New York City bilingual poet, Miss Yvonne Sotomayor, look it up, Ken Rawls, they're getting fancy on me here, and the writing's really small, Bogdadio Experience, Giblantos, 145 Johnny Thunders Orchestra, whatever that means, I hope they're not doing the Thunder song we always do. Love in Flame with Count Viglione and Lady Caroline. Climate Change, Crunch Time, Dennis Most and the Instigators, The Thigh Scrapers. Yes, my band will be playing on September 1st. State of the Union and Hardwired. All on Saturday, September 1st.
Wow, it's a long day.
Sunday, September 2nd, they have Low Tide, Karma, Psy. The Coast, Only on Wednesdays, The Plain Janes, The ERL Sessions, Casey Grennan and Last Reach, Jody Moore and the Kenmore Squares, Club Linehan to Go-Go, and Rat Stories. Everyone welcome to tell favorite story about the rat. Oh, okay. Glider playing that time, and The Brave Noise, all on September 2nd. September 7th, they're going a week after that. One more night, Friday, September 7th, there will be Samara, Highway Chapel, the Doug McDonald Band, Hirsch Gardner Project, the Vicky Porter Band, and the Blackout Blues Band. Oh, and someone called Howie.
Howie.
Howie, how are we doing? 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Speaking of Al Peach in the Pits, here's the song
Al Peach in the Pits. I should have known that.
Here's the song here's the song that featured me in it. It's Nuke the World. Yes, I'm singing.
I do know this song.
And do you have a request? 855-915-9636 is the number. And here's Al Peach in the Pits featuring Brian Young on MFO.
In a rare moment of unity, an estimated 3.4 billion workers from over 200 countries walked off the job at 12 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time today, shouting, "Nuke the world," holding makeshift signs. What's now
this is it. Even the Queen of Sweden sometimes is needing some yucks. So if you're on the prowl for a night to howl, just duck.
How you doing? How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Feel the adoration that attention can't. Was he dead?
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet. All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world, so there was only one thing that I could do, was ding-a-ding-dang my dang-along-ling-long.
Oh,
built my car. It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
Hey, this is fucking Mark fucking B and John fucking O.
Yeah.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. And yeah, that surprised me just as much as you a song ago. I was trying to play some Butthole Surfers and he threw
butthole
like...
Butthole Surfers reminds me of you?
No.
Wait.
I don't know. I don't know what you're saying, but they threw out three F-bombs as soon as I tried to play them.
You took it right off.
Yes. They said, just do that. Snatch them right off. You know, if I try to keep them off the radio, I'm doing my job.
You are.
So what else have we heard? It's been a while, hasn't it? Al Peach in the Pits featuring Brian Young. Nuke the World. We heard the Thigh Scrapers, The Time is Right, The Cramps. Bend Over. I'll Drive. The Strokes, New York City Cops, Carvel's NYC, You Make Me Wanna Be Alone. Susan Said, Jesus on Water, Ministry, Jesus Built My Hot Rod. And then I tried to play I Hate My Job by Butthole Surfers, and I didn't realize it's like, who knows how many F-bombs. He could have just kept on going.
Well, you love this job, so maybe you weren't supposed to play that song. Am I getting too freaky now? Am I getting weird?
I don't know. But I was playing Butthole Surfers simply because the lead singer of that band sings the song Jesus Built My Hot Rod with Ministry. So
I like the combo there. The lead singer of the Butthole Surfers with Ministry.
Yeah, they should have done more. And then we had Letters to Cleo, I See. And finally, I found a radio-friendly Butthole Surfers with Leave Me Alone. Yeah, you should know that. With a name like Butthole Surfers, you got to be careful.
You got to be very careful, yeah.
With what their songs
have. They kind of didn't want to be played on the radio, but maybe a little bit. I don't know.
Just a little.
I don't know.
Hey, I heard Buffalo Tom is putting on a free show down on Boston Common after the show, so head on down there.
Nice.
You tell me Soda Jerk's a good one?
That's their classic. Yeah, that's everyone in Boston knows that song.
I don't know the titles.
Everyone in the universe probably knows that song.
Well, I'm sure I'll know it when I hear it. I just don't know the titles.
Yeah, you do know the song.
All right. So we'll play Buffalo Tom. And we still have a big Ramones block coming up. If you have a request for that, 855-915-9636. Still an hour left of stuff to go. Here's Tom.
Buffalo.
On MFO. Here's Tom, Buffalo style.
Just